Hey there, it's Irene Lyon, and welcome to the audio lesson that will be geared towards settling and soothing your kidney adrenal area. So hopefully by now you've done at least once the breath exercise, the preparatory breath exercise that's about 30 minutes long, in order to tune in to this area of your body where your kidneys and your adrenals are situated. And hopefully you've also taken time to look at a photo or a picture, a medical picture of kind of where they're situated in your body. But if you're sitting up right now, either in a chair or standing, just taking your hands and kind of placing them gently on your back in this area that's just beneath the ribs and just above the pelvis. And if you feel your spine bone, your vertebra, if you just walk your fingers out a little bit to the outside, they're somewhere around there. And don't worry about knowing exactly where they are, because they actually change depending on our stress level, how relaxed we are. Just know that they're in that area. So to do this exercise, I will recommend that you lie down on a comfortable mat or a carpet, but being on your bed is fine, or even in a comfortable chair. Somewhere that you can relax and let all of the weight of your body be taken by the support of the ground or the chair. And then just tune in. If you want to, you can do a few of those movements of sensing those lower ribs and how they can move a little bit forward and back. But that's not going to be the main focus of this. It's going to be knowing that that area can move, moving it if you need to, but really focusing and just imagining your kidneys, your two little kidneys. And to give you an idea of how big they typically are, if you take your fist and you make a fist and you just look at the size of your fist, they're around that size. Of course, everyone's going to have different sizes, and some people's hands are too more big for their body than their body shape, or too small. I know I have very small hands for the size of my bones, so everyone's a bit different. But it's around that size. And then on top of your kidney, if you imagine this, and a kidney is literally like a little kidney bean, those dry little beans that we eat and bean salad. But on top of that kidney sits a little gland, like a little hat. And it's the adrenal gland. And the adrenals, that's why we call it adrenaline. The adrenals pump out our adrenaline, which gets our fight or flight mechanism going, that sympathetic nervous system, so we can run and exercise and defend ourselves and protect ourselves and do all sorts of cool things with our body that requires energy, high energy. And then you've also got cortisol, which is another hormone that gets pumped out when our stress levels are high for a little longer, and actually helps to calm the system down a little bit. That's why when someone has a really bad skin rash or inflammation in the body, they'll often give a corticosteroid. People say, oh, she was given steroids or a steroid cream. And that helps soothe inflammation. But when it's pumped out too much for too long, it becomes problematic on our body. That's the extent that I'll go into it right now. But know this, the adrenaline is important for when we need it, as is the cortisol. But what tends to happen in our culture is they get turned on, it gets turned on, and it doesn't turn off. So the purpose of this guided exercise is to let our kidneys know that they can just, boom, turn off. And when I work with people one-on-one, I'll often slide my hand under a person's back when they're lying on my table, under one side of their back. So let's just say the right side. So imagine if my hand or a friend's hand or just a comforting warm hand could slide underneath this area of your back between your pelvis and your lower ribs. And if there was a hand under there, just imagine the warmth of that hand under the right side. And imagine, just tune in to that hand being supportive and allowing that kidney of yours that's there to drop. It's like it's there and it just, boom, it can just drop a little bit. And of course, because this recording is a set recording and you might be in a state of more stress right now, or you might be really relaxed. But wherever you are at in the spectrum of stress, either high stress, lower stress, or no stress, just imagine, because we can practice this too, even if we're not stressed. Imagine that little organ just letting go. If you even imagine your fist being tight, imagine just untightening it so it's, oof, there's nothing left. There's no more tension. It can just let go. So imagine and feel. And as you tune into this, notice your breath. Notice what your eyes want to do. Your eyes can be open or closed, whatever feels the most safe. If safety means seeing what's around you, then allow your eyes to see what's around you. But the key is that you stay present to the feeling of your body against the floor or against the chair, and that there's this very warm, welcoming hand that just wants that little kidney on the right side to feel safe enough for it to, boom, drop. Let it drop. Let all its worries trickle away. And this requires the belief that it can. So this is a very intention-based exercise. And I know from working one-on-one with people and helping their kidneys relax that my intention is just as important as yours. So right now, I'm holding kind of the quality that kidney has the capacity to fully drop and have lots of good, healthy fluid and movement through it. So it's really super resilient and floaty. It's kind of in a sea, if you imagine it just kind of floating in a nice salt bath, very lukewarm, not too hot, not too cold, just an easy floating. And just tune into the rest of yourself as you do this. This sense, if anything else comes to your awareness in your body sense, can you tune into the rest of your body? The area around your pelvis, maybe your legs. Is one side of your body more in your attention and your awareness? And again, this is not what has to happen, But from experience, what I sometimes find is when you're working with one side, right now we're imagining the right kidney and the right adrenal taking a holiday, dropping into that imaginary hand or into the table or into the ground or into the chair, that it can actually open up pathways on that side. Sometimes someone might feel tingling in the leg, not a pins and needles tingling, but like a buzzing of energy, or maybe there'll be a buzzing of energy in the chest or in the throat. So what you can do is place one hand or both hands over the right side of your body on the front, on the abdomen. One hand underneath the chest, the breast area, and the other hand just beneath that. So you're kind of on the area that would be to the right of the belly button. So if you had maybe the left hand under the breast area, the chest on the right side, and then the right hand is just under that hand on the abdomen with maybe your pinky finger closer to your pelvis. You just feel the warmth of your hands there even. And imagining that other hand, my hand, an imaginary hand underneath that area, underneath your kidney on the right side. So you've got these three hands, or you can even imagine your own hands there if it's uncomfortable to put them there. Really containing and holding in a gentle way this part of your body. Easy breathing, not changing it, letting the throat be open, jaw be soft, swallowing when you need to swallow, coughing if you need to cough, burping if you need to burp, passing gas if you need to pass gas, anything, sneezing if you sneeze, just letting any bodily impulse or function do what it needs to do. Maybe the belly's gurgling often when you start allowing this dropping of the kidney, that part of the nervous system, the parasympathetic nervous system, the part that lets us relax, comes back online. It's what we want when we're digesting our food, when we're resting. But so often when these little kidneys haven't gotten the memo that it's time to chill out, it's hard to digest our food properly or to fall asleep or to unwind or to concentrate. And then draw your attention away from there. Just take it away. And just rest. Rest on your back, or if you're sitting on a chair, just rest. Tune in to your internal environment of your body. Sense it. Track what you notice. Notice your breathing. Now bring your attention to your left side. And because we've done this on the right side, let's imagine that the left side, your left little kidney and adrenal, has already kind of gotten the idea. It's sort of like, oh, I can learn from the right side. That's easy. Everyone's going to be a little different. If you've had an injury on one side or broken rib, maybe bruised rib, all this stuff is going to affect these areas. So just be open to the possibility that it can drop, that this left side has just as equal capacity as the right. Or maybe the left is going to be easier to drop and relax. And then your right, when you repeat this again, is going to be able to steal some of that energy and some of that knowledge from the left. Again, hard to know. We're all different. So imagine now, just feel into this left side. Tune in, and imagine a hand scoops under this mid-back, warm, warm hand. Warm hand, a welcoming hand, a very safe, safe hand. And just again, imagine this little kidney bean, the size of your fist, with this little adrenal hat. Just tune into it, see what it's up to. Maybe you have no idea what it's up to. Maybe you can't tell, discern this kind of internal quality. That's tough to feel into. Imagine it. Just imagine that it's there, because it is. I can guarantee you it's there. Unless, of course, you're missing your left kidney, then it's different. But we'll just assume it is there. So again, there's this hand, right, under your left kidney. Notice your breath. Again, if your eyes need to be open or closed, do what they need to do, what feels the most safe, the most comfortable. Tune into your jaw, your breath, the ease of your breath, the knowing that your pelvis could slightly move if it had to. It could tilt, it could bend. And again, imagine this kidney, however stressed out or unstressed it is, that it can drop, it can hang, and it can be held by this hand or by the ground under you. That it can, that idea of it floating in a real lovely liquid pool of warm salt water, which is kind of how we want it in our body. We want it to have the resiliency and the pliability to just kind of bob. When we get stressed out, believe it or not, these little kidneys can actually scoop up into our shoulder blades or high. And some often back pain isn't the back that's the trouble. It's these kidneys that are super tight. And the adrenal that's just working overtime needs a holiday. So give it permission to just, boof, come down. And it knows that when it needs to be alert again, to go for a run, to defend ourselves, whatever, that it's going to be there again, but that it can drop when it doesn't need to be on. So on this side, on the left side, you can experiment with putting your hands over the front of you. Again, maybe the left hand, depends on your arm length. You experiment. One hand just under the breast tissue, the chest area on the left side. The other hand just beneath that. So you're really kind of encasing in a gentle way this area of the kidney, the left kidney, and this imagining that there's a supportive, caring, loving, safe hand underneath that left kidney on the left side. And just breathe into it. Put your attention, your breath to it. Sensing your breath, sensing this area and how it can drop. Imagining it drop. Even if you don't feel anything drop, that's okay. Believe me, with practice around this idea and this exercise, over time, as long as you're persistent and consistent, these little organs are going to listen because they want to drop. They don't want to be always on We've just trained them otherwise, so we need to retrain them. And then bring your right kidney into this picture. And imagine two hands, one under the right, one under the left, just gently holding with ease. Not wanting anything from it, just giving it a place, giving these kidneys a place to rest. Breathing into those hands. And if you want, you can put your two hands just under the chest, one on the left, one on the right. So your fingers are maybe touching or close to touching or pointing to each other. Belly soft, jaw soft, the area around the pelvis being completely soft, pelvic floor muscles easy and soft. And just imagining an absolute sense of safety, not a care in the world. And how breath can come into that area without force, just naturally, in the way breath is supposed to happen. It's easy in, easy out. Good. And then just bring your attention away now from your kidneys. Bring your attention back to your feet. If your feet have been long, legs long, bring them up to stand, just press a little bit into your feet. Move your pelvis, rock it a little bit. Slowly bring yourself up. Maybe just roll a little left, a little right. Come on to one side, come on to the other. Taking your time to get up, or if you feel like it, staying on the ground, if you want to just rest, maybe you're a little sleepy, if you have sleepiness right now and you can, take a nap. Or know that this is a great way to unwind and bring the body down a few notches at the end of the day. But I'll also encourage you to think of how bringing this idea into your day whenever you need to come down, whether it's after driving somewhere, after doing groceries, dealing with your kids, having a workout, and you're cooling down, to imagine these little organs, these little kidney beans and their adrenal hat, just taking a bow and just dropping, boom, so they can fully have their rest as well. Come back to this lesson whenever you need to, and I'll encourage that you do it often to train this part of your body to know how to drop instantly. And as you do this with time, you'll actually be able to drop and relax these areas very quickly. It does take practice, so keep at it. Have a great rest of your day.